Hello and welcome to
Game Together. I am James.
And I am Lewis, his good friend and also daughter.
And this is Game Together, the family video game podcast. And this week we're talking all about
Pokemon Chink Chink Snap.
That's right, Pokemon Snap. So Lewis, Pokemon Snap. It's been out for about a week now.
One week.
So that's how long we've been enjoying it for. What are your first impressions? You were so excited about this game coming out. How do you feel now a week later?
Imagine excitement in a bottle.
In a bottle, right, okay.
Mush it up.
Mush up the excitement in a bottle.
But it's still fizzling with excitement.
Okay.
Chuck in little bits of worriedness.
A bit of worriedness into the bottle?
Yes.
Right.
Then mush the worriedness up and give it a stir.
Okay.
Chuck in some happiness.
Yeah.
And chuck in a little bit of disappointment.
Whoa.
And then take it out and then you've got like a mix of all
the
those.
Smoothie.
And that's how I felt.
Wow. That's complicated.
I told you!
That's really complicated.
I told you!
Alright, so you're feeling still excited by it, happy about it, a little bit disappointed about it.
Yeah, so disappointed if you get spoiled.
But you haven't been spoiled.
No, but I was spoiled, like there's a really misty part and there's a Pokemon that I can't quite remember the name of.
This is a spoiler-free view of the game. We're not going to ruin anything for anybody, so don't worry if you're thinking about playing this game and you don't want to know any spoilers. We are not going to tell you any spoilers. Nothing in here that was not in any of the trailers or anything like that. But first things first, what is Pokemon Snap?
Okay, imagine a buggy, which most people can imagine.
Yeah, we can imagine a buggy.
But not with wheels.
Okay, a hover buggy.
A hover buggy, bum bum bum. And you know, if anybody's played Pokemon Go,
yep.
When you do rocket battles, if you block those stuff that like blocking force field appears. Yeah. Like it's like those shields for the roof.
Okay, so you're in like a buggy with a shield all around it.
Yeah. You get in the buggy.
Yep.
You get your camera.
You get a camera, okay.
It's and the buggy is called the Neo One.
Yep.
You can teleport to different spots where Professor Mira landmarks.
Okay.
So, this is an example. I'm going to use this as my best friend involved in this. Okay, so imagine you're Professor Mira.
Okay, I'm Professor Mira. Hello.
And I'm me.
Yep.
The person who started. And then you can say, I've landmarked
this forest.
This forest. And my best friend's house could be like the forest.
Okay.
So then I'll hop in the Neo One, it'll transport me to my friend's house. So then I'll like go exploring around there.
So you're just explaining teleporting, is that what you're...
Yeah.
Right, okay, yes, that's how that
and then,
works.
And then so I'm in the forest that's not my friend's house now. There are literally different Pokemon running around and stuff. So
essentially you get in this little buggy, you get teleported to a location. And the game is, what is the game? What are you doing in the game?
You are going around taking photos for the Professor Mira.
So that's the job. The job of the game is you're in this little buggy and you've just got to take photos of Pokemon.
Yes.
That sounds boring. You're just going around taking photos of Pokemon.
But sometimes they can do interesting things. And sometimes in levels, certain Pokemon, not naming, can like be shy and run off and hide if there is anywhere to hide, or just run off out to space you can look.
I'm only kidding. It's obviously not boring.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. I absolutely love this game. It's so you're in this little buggy and you're taking photos of these Pokemon, and you are in previously in Pokemon games we are seeing Pokemon as a collectible item, as a thing to do battle with. You are running into them, they're doing a battle, you're catching them, that's what you're there to do. But in this, it's like you're seeing them in their natural habitat, aren't you?
Yes, but sometimes you can see We haven't seen this Pokemon yet, but Abedril, listing it only because I think that it would be, if there was like a rainforest or like where mosquitoes live in, like if you could, if there were huge grass pieces, like in the grass, let's say there was Abedril there. You could go into another level and let's say it was a jungle. You could see another Abedril there, but it necessarily doesn't mean that it's the exact same Abedril.
No.
Because when I first played it and I saw like a Pokemon, not saying which, and then I saw it in another level, I'm like, I named that Pokemon Billy or something. In the other level, and I think that's Billy. And Billy did something nice to me in the other level, so then why wouldn't he do something nice to me in this level? So I could get
So you're just getting your head around the idea that a Pokemon is a little monster. It's not
a
it's like an animal.
Monster.
There's not one of them. There's loads of them.
Yeah.
So you might see one in one place, and you might see another one in another place. But the beauty of this game is they're all just doing their own thing, aren't they? These little monsters are just going about, and they've got their own little stories. So when you watch some of them, they're playing together, they're asleep.
They're building their dams.
They're just going about their daily business. So
they're making webs.
So the game of the game is you work your way through the level, you're taking photographs, you're trying to get the best photographs, you're trying to get interesting poses.
1-star, 2-star, and 3-stars, and 4-stars.
4-stars, yeah. So every photo you take is given a rating, and it's given 1, 2, 3, or 4 stars based on how rare the pose is that the Pokemon is making.
For example, let's say there was... When on your Pokemon calendar, I saw that there was a really rare Pokemon that I have never, ever, ever seen, which I suspect that would mean it's rare because you've showed me most of the Pokemon in the whole world. So that meant that it was really rare. And let's say you saw one of those in a tornado on water, and if you got a photo of that spinning around, no doubt that would probably be a 4-star.
Sounds like a 4-star. Yeah, the key is it's not about how rare the Pokemon is, it's about how rare the behavior is. So if you spot one doing something interesting
or something shot it and it's fallen down,
something strange is happening, that's what they're looking for. And then in every star rating there's a number of different points. You get points for how well framed it is, you get points for if there's any other Pokemon in the shot, they get points for the background, and every single photo gets a rating based on how good it is, doesn't it?
Here's a point. Yes, that's true, but there's also a disappoint thing.
Okay.
If there's more than one different breed of Pokemon in the same shot. For example, I'm going to go for Bulbasaur.
Yep.
My sister loves that. So there's a Bulbasaur there with a Charmander and a Squirtle. So they're there. Because it's the Bulbasaur doing an unusual behaviour, like it's squeezing, let's say, with its vines that comes out of its bag, Squirtle and Charmander, squeezing them with that. And if you're trying to get Bulbasaur as the main attempt for that, as it's Bulbasaur's interesting behaviour, sometimes it'll take it onto Charmander's interesting behaviour, not Bulbasaur's or Squirtle's, not the one you're aiming for.
So the system only recognises one Pokemon. It can see when there's other Pokemon in the shot, but you have to decide which one
that you want to add it on. So that's when I saw a really cute one with 4 Pokemon in it, or 3, I took a photo focusing each one of them, because if you get it, it shows underneath Grookey or Scorbunny or Pichu, then female or male, so it tells you you're focusing on that. But if you're in a rush to get them, sometimes you just press it and it takes on to like Charmander, for example.
So that can be a slight frustration. So sometimes you think when you think you've got the photo just right, and it's not quite as good as you thought it was going to be.
Because it's not the Pokemon you're aiming for.
Yeah, because it's not the one you're aiming for. And sometimes there are times where you think, I've just taken an amazing photograph, but the system doesn't recognise it as an amazing photograph. So that can be slightly disappointing sometimes. But generally, when you find those interesting moments, that's what it's really about, isn't it? It's finding those interesting and funny behaviours. And every level... So there's a number of different courses, and there's so much more. If you ever played or you have memories of the original version of Pokemon Snap, 22 years old that is, Lois.
Never ever played it.
No,
ever.
Very, very, very old.
Is it but fuzzy graphics?
Quite fuzzy, yeah, a bit fuzzy. But there wasn't a lot to do. You know, it's quite short. You could probably play that whole game in about 4 hours. There weren't that many courses. There weren't that many Pokemon. But even we've played this for about a week, and we haven't completed it yet. But
one, because some days we're really busy. But two, because it's really, really long, and I had to do a level where I kept on having to retry constantly because there's the secret route in the level that a Pokemon blasts down, but there's a certain thing that'll make it blast down, but I can figure it out. You managed to get through it, but I just couldn't. I kept on retrying, and then when I did it again and leveled it up, seeing random noises.
A tune. You can say a tune. You can play a tune.
So if you play a tune, this Pokemon will like get angry and explode it, and then if you try a scan, if you've watched videos, it says that it can switch courses, so you can get different videos of certain ones.
Yeah, so every level,
you can switch courses and go a different route than normal.
Yeah, so every single route, every single course, has got three different levels, and the levels represent how familiar the Pokemon are with you. So the more times you go on the route, the more photos you get.
Yeah, and the more times you go on it. For example, let's say Bidoof.
Bidoof, yep.
Bidoof is right there. The first time you see him, he runs out the shot.
Yeah, he's like, this is scary. There's a weird person in a big ball.
The second time, you can get a photo, but he's like, but he's staying still, but shaking. Then the third time round, if you've leveled up to level 3, they'll be more welcoming, more welcoming of you there. So he might be there and just maybe have a twig or trigger something there and just stand there and go,
do a little dance or something.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, there's
full fruit
daytime and there's nighttime as well.
And there's full fruits.
So, yeah, we'll come on to the full fruits. So there's daytime and nighttime courses, so you get to see different types of Pokemon come out at night. And there's loads of different.
Can see different people sleeping.
Yeah, so some people that were awake during the day are asleep at night. And there's a number of different things you can do. So you can, there's different ways for you to interact with the Pokemon that are there. So you can throw Fluffroot at them, can't you?
You can scan, you can do a tune.
You can scan them, you can play some music.
And you can send Illumina orbs that will, if they hit a Pokemon, they will activate the Illumina phenomenon.
Which means they light up at night, which makes for some really, really cool photographs, doesn't it? It looks really cool. I mean, speaking of the way it looks, this is a beautiful looking game on the Switch. And the Switch is not exactly a powerhouse, but this game looks fantastic, I think. I love the look of the Pokemon in it.
Yeah.
Not fuzzy graphics at all.
Which is amazing for me.
Very, very smooth looking. The Pokemon really come to life. It's a super relaxing game, I think.
Here's a fact. We are both not so keen on Bidoof at all.
Not normally, not a big fan.
But as soon as we saw Bidoof on this game, you and I were both like, oh, it looks so cute! It's so cute!
Yeah, undeniable. I mean, if you can turn me round on Bidoof, then I think you're doing a good job as a game.
Yeah.
For absolute certain. So there's loads and loads of stuff to do. And that, I think, is what makes it, you know, what makes it a great game is how much different stuff there is to do. And again, how much value there is there in the different levels. And another thing about taking photographs that I absolutely love is the re-snap feature.
Yes.
So how does that work, Lois?
So, let's say you got a photo of a
Kangaskhan.
Absolutely. I love that guy. Okay. So you got a Kangaskhan sitting down, facing you, but you got him, like, let's say, facing. So he's looking at you, slightly off centre. That's it.
Or he's too far. Or let's say he's too far away.
Yes, way too far away. So, let's say, you know how big Mount Everest is, people? Yes, you should know that.
Very big, okay.
So imagine if you are halfway on Mount Everest, or let's say like three quarters of the way, and on the tippy top of Mount Everest was a Kangaskhan.
Okay.
Very, very high.
Very high. Hard to see, very far away, very small.
Very small, like a tiny brown and purple speck. Yeah. Okay, for example, you don't mean anything. So, We've just done it. Oh no, my Kangaskhan is too far away. Now where's that oh look, it's a re-snap feature. Tapping it. Oh look, I can zoom in, I can do the brightness, I can adjust what side it's facing.
You can you can create a blurry background, so you can change the point stand of focus. Out.
We did that once on one where it was a Pokemon jumping in the water. So we'd made the background blurry so it looked like the water had splashed everywhere.
So it's just like taking a photograph with a proper camera. But obviously because it's on a computer, you can adjust all that stuff at the end, which is really, really smart. So if you've got a good photo that you think, oh, really, that is a good photo, but it's just not quite right, it's not quite in the middle, you can go back and you can change it. And that's when you can start adding things to it, stickers, effects, filters, and you can share those online and you can start getting some cool
sweet medals. This is a thing that I don't quite understand about the sweet medals.
Okay, so let's go through the good, the bad, and the improvements. What do you love about this game, Lois?
Okay, good. This is good.
This is good. What do you love about it?
You can re-snap them, share them with your friends, and like ones that you like, is in the name like. So you like ones that you like. You can adjust photos, add stickers, share them, give them food, so they'll so Grookey, well, Ribloot, let's say. I'm gonna bang the table here. So he's playing the drum. You throw a Fluffroot at him, which is like an apple to us, but Fluffroot to them. He'll like stop drumming. If he eats Fluffroot, go over, eat the Fluffroot, and then you can get them eating the Fluffroot.
For the purpose of the record and spoilers, we have no idea if Ribloom is in the game. We've not seen a Ribloom.
No clue.
No idea. So don't buy this hoping to see him. We don't know if he is. We're not responsible for that.
Yeah, we've not seen him yet.
So you love the fact that you can feed them.
And re-snap them, because it's like a Pokemon's your tiny little baby. Well, goodbye, baby. And you can throw a little, like, give him some food and then he'll eat it. And then you can get a photo of the tiny little cute Pokemon eating food. And Daddy, what's your best bit? What's your best bit, baby people, if you couldn't hear that?
My favourite thing, I love seeing the Pokemon in, like,
the
real
habitats.
Life. Yeah, it feels like they're in real life. It feels like you're there with them. And I love the little stories. I feel like there's little tiny stories. There's things going on. This
can
Pokemon
I give an
have
example?
Got... Yeah, you can, yeah.
Okay, so if you've done the first one, there's a big sign, and imagine at night there's a Scorbunny up there, and there's a Grookey, Sylveon. We've only ever seen that once, but not in that area. And a Pichu there, and they're all there watching, because on top of the sign, there is a Scorbunny, and if you've played Pokemon Sun Shield, you know that Scorbunny's got a move called the Scorching Kick. And he can do those moves in the other game, and you can get a photo. So you can get a photo. I tried to do this, but I couldn't get it right. So, like, as you're going past, you can get a photo of, like, Scorbunny doing the Scorching Kick in front of those. Or focus on Scorbunny doing the Scorching Kick. So that's like a story. They've all come and gathered to watch Scorbunny show a new move he's learned, or
yeah, and you
like
see
his talent show or something.
And you kind of, as the levels go on, you see Scorbunny. He comes and says hello at the start. Then you like you see him a bit later on.
You see him lying on a Torterra and other stuff.
And at the end, he's going to sleep on the Torterra and having just a chill at the very end. So yeah, I love that. I love that idea of being there with him. I think that is just super fun and it's relaxing. I play a lot of different games. And a lot of the games I play are quite hard work. A lot of the games we play together, a lot of shouting, a lot of challenge. And this game doesn't feel like that at all. It just feels super, super relaxing.
Well, you do shout. If you're like, oh no, you're gonna miss that photo. Get it right now. It's gonna be full star. Get it right now.
Well, I don't shout. I mean, I'm just making my own way. I'm having a nice time. I'm relaxing. It's one player as well. So as a game together game. That is a downside, isn't it? That it's only one player.
But it is, like, have any of you out there, I suspect, there are people out there.
Let's hope so.
This doesn't make sense. So they have got a game, and it's one-playered, but you're a child or your wife or your friend or your husband or cousin or uncle or brother.
Okay. Any sort of family member or someone you know.
Or someone you know is there and you're walking, then that person there, if it was where you could design your character, they could design it with you. They could help you spot stuff. It's like that, but Pokemon Snap, because they can help you spot different things, and if somebody's already done it and you need to go back through it, they can say, I've got this photo and it's a 4-star. If you get this Pokemon in this, doing this, it'll get you a 4-star one of them.
Exactly. So it is, although it's technically it's one player, it is a great game to play together because you're both watching the screen, you're both looking for different things you can spot, and you're sharing, ultimately you take turns as well. So that is a great way of playing it together.
Yeah, absolutely great.
All right, so Lois, improvement section. What don't you like? What would you make better?
When you throw a fluff fruit, it shows a ring.
If you hit the Pokemon with a fluff fruit.
It shows like a little blue misty ring, then it vanishes.
Yeah, to show like the impact, so it like hits the thing and it's boom.
This is where you hit. Like, it's like, this is where you hit,
yeah.
But in a circle that's not completely covered in. Like a circle, a tire circle, just without the inside.
I think you've explained a circle, that's fine.
So, you got one of those, and if you got a photo of it, so it's like turned its head, the ring could still be there on its back, and then that's just... Or you hit its head, and it's like roaring, like it's got half of a ring down half of its head, so that ring's just ruins the photo.
So when you're taking a photo, when you chuck the fruit and it makes the impact ring...
And then you take a photo, you can still see the impact ring.
So you'd like to get rid of
and
that.
And what I would like is if you can choose... If you want the impact ring, because if it hit the tip of its tail and you got a photo, it would look like he's balancing a ball on its tail, which could be cool. But if it hits its body and you get a photo, that's like ruining the photo. So improvement, that's my bad. And my improvement for that will be, is that just before you go and submit your things, you can move. Before you select them, you can move
them. You just take it off.
You can either, if you've got the ring, you can move it into a different position,
okay.
Or just wipe it out, because it's part of the photo, which means you can edit it before you send it in. Because it could be a 4-star, but with that ring, it's taking it to a 1-star. So it could change the rating of things,
right.
Because you've got that ring ruining the photo, so you could get rid of it and then
improve it. Okay, so. Great. Anything else?
Not really. That's
pretty good.
Dad.
What did you say? You said at the start that you felt a bit sad. You felt happy and sad. What do you feel sad about the game?
Because this is part tiny, tiny piece of spoiler.
Okay.
Because
that's okay.
Some Pokemon, for example, a Lovedisc.
Lovedisc, yeah.
The most romantic
of fish.
Which I hate. But only because we've seen it.
Okay, it's fine.
So it looks sad. And that sometimes makes you feel sad, because when I chucked a fluff fruit at it, I did a scan, I played music, I threw an Illumina orb at it, nothing seemed to cheer it up. So that just makes you really sad and sorry for the Pokemon, because it just won't get happier. But that's when
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree. I think there are little moments. I saw a Cobra, an Abrock, attacking... or trying to scare a little Wooper, and I felt a bit sad for the little Wooper. I was like, what's going on here? Leave him alone. And that was able to help him out, and he was very happy with me afterwards. But I...
He was like, what? He was like, ooh.
So I love that. But yeah, I actually quite like that it makes you feel a bit sad. I think looking at the little Pokemon, the fact that it makes you feel something, I think is pretty amazing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, because in other games, Smash Brothers, you don't feel anything. You mainly feel anger.
if you lose, or like
rudeness coming into you.
Rudeness? Because, you feel rudeness sometimes?
Because sometimes, like, I won, you lose, ha ha!
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
Come on, let's do another, and then they're like, can we do another rematch? Because I'm sure I won. No, just go again. Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah.
Dodger,
so this game is definitely for parents. If you're parents or you've got kids that love Pokemon, and you just want a nice game that's chilling out, family fun, no fighting, no...
Well, there could be fighting, like if there's a Pokemon arguing.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, they're not going to do themselves any harm, are they? It's a really, really relaxing game to play.
Oh, also improvement.
Another improvement, go.
If, for example, you said an Abracadabra attacking a Wooper, I'd like if they've involved Pokemon fainting. So, because if you
I just
got...
said I didn't like the fight. I liked that there was no fighting, and now you want to have them fight to the death.
No! Oh, yeah, that's true. Good detective, mister. Okay, but it doesn't hurt them. They'll poof back in a while.
Oh, right, they'll poof back.
So, if the, for example, the Abrock attacked the Wooper... If the Abrock attacked the Wooper, if you got the Wooper falling over, that would get a good shot. So, and then once you'd, so you could get it falling over, then once you'd taken a photo of it, took another photo, turned back, the Wooper would be back.
He's fine now. Alright, yeah, so he's not actually hurt. That's alright now.
And then you, once you've got a photo of it fainting, you can scare off the Abrock and everything.
One improvement I've got, my final improvement is...
What's your bad?
My bad?
Yeah.
I don't really have a bad, but it's just an improvement, I think. Just an idea for the future. Is I would love a version of this game where you were just walking around. Imagine if you could just freely move around the environment and look for stuff yourself. Now, that might be too difficult to do, because you'd probably, if you were just walking through, you'd probably miss loads and loads of stuff, and it'd be really hard to find it. Whereas actually, the fact that you're on rails, that it's taking you on the ride, and it is like a theme park ride, isn't it? That's what it's like. But
yeah.
The fact that it's on a, it means you're more likely to see the interesting things. You focus on what you're looking at, not where you're going. But it would be interesting to see them do a version of the game where you have to actually sneak around. And maybe that's what the new Pokemon Arceus or whatever it's called. I don't know how to say his name.
Arceus.
The new game.
I've got an improvement.
Okay.
Links to yours.
Okay.
Big man. My improvement would be that the professor gave you a camouflaging ability coat rather than the Neo one. So it meant that you could walk around and get good shots of the Pokemon without them running off. So you could get better shots of them. Okay, so you've got to pretend to not have the camouflaging coat and take a photo of me. I know you can't see this, but we'll explain everything.
Okay, well, I'm standing in front of you, and I'm here taking a picture of you now, and you can see me.
And I'm terrified.
You look scared.
And then I run off before you can get the shot.
Right. Now let's imagine I put on my camouflaging coat.
And I'm there. You took to fluff fruit, and I'm like, where'd it go? And I can see like a Pidgeot flying up ahead, and I think that the Pidgeot gave it to me. And then
yeah,
I go
look
in.
Really, I'm taking a photo. You look really happy. You don't look scared at all. Very cute. I'm getting a lovely photograph.
And me eating the fluff fruit. You can get it and then move on.
Now I take off my camouflage coat.
Leave me alive.
Off for your life. Okay. But yeah, I like it. That's a good idea. That's a good
But
improvement.
The Pokemon don't know that you're there, so you can get a good photo of it or send an Illumina orb at it. Or scan and they'll go, what's that beep? Or something.
All right. Well, look, I think that's a pretty good rundown of Pokemon Snap. The long and short of it is, should people buy Pokemon Snap? Should they check it out?
Yeah. And right, if you buy it, you are on my happy side.
Okay. Well, my view is a bit more, perhaps a little bit more relaxed about it. If you don't buy it, that's okay. We would recommend it, though, I think. I think we've had a great time with it so far. There's still a good amount of time left to play on it. It is... an unusual sort of game, because you're just chilling out, you're like on a theme park ride taking photos and stuff, and if that's your vibe, if that sounds like fun, then I would recommend you go for it.
If you like shooting photographs more than you like shooting bullets, I think this is the game for you.
Well, thank you as always for joining us today. We'd love it if you'd give us a subscribe or a like. I can't remember what it is. I'm so confused.
It's follow or like, not subscribe.
It's confusing, isn't it? It still says subscribe on Apple, so I don't know when they're changing it. But
it's subscribe, like.
Whatever it is, go to your podcast app of choice, have a look at our thing, and click the little follow, like, subscribe, whatever that may be, button. So make sure we're always there whenever you want to listen to us.
Or the heart, because sometimes there's just hearts to recommend you like it.
Perfect. And whilst you're there, why not check out our social media channels? We'd love it if you jumped over to us on Instagram at GameTogetherUK.
GameTogetherUK. Don't get confused with what I say.
We share lots of interesting photographs of bits and pieces and things that we're doing on there, bits of video of games that we're playing. I'm sure there'll be some Pokemon Snap video on there. So we'd love to see you over there and we can chat to you as well, which is always a lot of fun.
And F-U-N.
Fun.
Fun.
So until next time.
Game together.